Oh, Linus, I guess you do want to start calling some people. She said, we are so sorry. She said, you know, we loved your mom. And I was like, what? Loved? ED, past tense. And then I could hear all of a sudden people in the background crying. You know, I could hear it. And I said, you mean she's gone? And that's how I found out that my mother had died. Are you blocked? I mean, are your emotions so pent up that it's causing you some symptoms, physical symptoms, like perhaps you've got some pain in joints that you haven't noticed before? Maybe you're feeling more depressed, a little anxious. Are you eating more than what you normally eat? Well, we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about how your emotions could possibly feed into emotional eating, and how because of some blocks that you might have, it's causing you to eat unnecessarily. And of course, that means causing you to gain unwanted pounds.
You're listening to the America Out Loud Talk Radio Network. Well, it's where we say, let the silent voices be heard. You'll find a whole host of shows and a lineup of great content back at AmericaOutloud.com.
Today on What's Inside You, Mind, Body, Energy, I'm excited to have with us Dr. Bradley Nelson, who is an expert in the field of blocked emotions, and he's going to be sharing some information that's really valuable when it comes to the idea of emotional eating. I don't know about you, but I am an emotional eater, and you know when it happens the most? It's when I'm under stress. I could have just got through eating a big dinner, lunch, or whatever, and within 20 minutes, I'm ready to snack on something. And I know intellectually I'm not hungry, but emotionally there's that need. I used to have that problem, and then I read Dr. Bradley Nelson's book, Emotion Code, and that's when I began to change some of these unwanted feelings of needing to eat when I wasn't hungry. And we've got Dr. Bradley Nelson here on the line today, and he's going to be sharing with us some information about blocked emotions. Dr. Bradley Nelson, welcome to What's Inside You. I'm so glad to have you here as our first guest. Thank you.
Oh, well, what an honor, Linus. Thank you so much for having me on. I'm really excited to be here, and I'm excited for your new show.
Thank you. I'm very excited also. So tell us a little bit about this whole thing about being blocked emotionally and how it feeds into our overall behavior. I mean, eating emotionally and being blocked emotionally, how does that all work?
I spent 17 years as a holistic physician, seeing patients day in and day out of all ages and suffering from all kinds of conditions. People with depression and anxiety and panic attacks and phobias and PTSD and eating disorders, and people with all kinds of pain, back pain and neck pain and migraine headaches, and people with diagnosed diseases like fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue and lupus and even cancer. And what I found was that all of these people, no matter what they were suffering from, had something in common, and that was that they were exhibiting symptoms that had as an underlying cause their emotional baggage. So no matter what I saw during all those years, there was always emotional baggage. It was an underlying cause of their symptoms. And so to understand what emotional baggage really is, you have to go back to the quantum physicists like Albert Einstein, who basically have been teaching us all these years that the human body is really just an energy field, a complex energy field. And when we're feeling a certain emotion, we're actually feeling a certain vibration of energy. So if you're feeling an emotion of anger, at the quantum level, what's going on in your body is that there's a different vibration that's going on now compared to if you're feeling an intense emotion of grief or sadness. Every emotion is different. And we don't totally understand yet how this works, but what we know now is that when you're feeling an intense emotion, sometimes that emotional energy can be too powerful for your body to really process And so when that event is over, well, the divorce is finalized, or the bully moves away, or you quit that job and you move someplace else and move on, what happens is you're still carrying sometimes some of the emotional energy you experience during that event. And to give you an idea how this can happen, I remember I had a patient came to me many years ago who thought she was having a heart attack. And she had crushing chest pain and difficulty breathing, and her left arm was completely numb, the left side of her face was numb. And I told my staff we might need an ambulance. And I started doing some testing on her, and what I found was that she had emotional baggage that was causing these symptoms. It looked like a heart attack. It was emotional baggage. And what I determined was that this emotional baggage, this trapped emotion, we call it, was actually an emotion of grief. And it had gotten stuck in her body 3 years before. And when I arrived at that, and we get this information through testing the body, and it's very simple. When I arrived at that, she burst into tears. And she said, I can't believe that's affecting me still. I dealt with all that. I thought. And I said, what happened? She said 3 years before her husband had an affair. And she found out about it. The whole thing blew up. She cried buckets of tears. They got divorced. And this woman had spent a year in therapy dealing with all of this mentally. She had even recently gotten remarried. So as far as she was concerned consciously, that ex-husband was ancient history, and she'd moved on with her life. However, her physical body had not. And that emotional energy was still stuck in her body. And I released that emotion from her using the emotion field, which just takes a matter of seconds. And within about 3 seconds, the feeling came back into her arm, whooshing into her face, and the chest pain and difficulty breathing were completely gone. Now, that was probably 27 years ago now.
Oh, my goodness.
And she's still alive, doing really well, but I think that she would have become a statistic if we had not released that emotion. I think it's very likely that she would have died of a heart attack, and it would have been her husband's affair that killed her, and no one would have realized. But you see, even the medical profession now says, yes, people die of a broken heart all the time. But you can prevent that from happening to you, I believe, by releasing your emotional baggage. So we develop emotional baggage from things that sometimes we've forgotten about, experiences that we've been through as kids, you know, being bullied, crying ourselves to sleep at night in our teens, you know, things like that. And those emotions get stuck in the body, and then they have a couple of effects on us. Because the body itself is really nothing more than a very complex energy field, when you introduce a ball of emotional energy into that field, and a trapped emotion is literally a ball of energy from about the size of a baseball and the size of a cantaloupe. When you introduce a trapped emotion into the body, it's a specific area of emotional energy, and what it does is it distorts the normal energy field of the body. So if you can imagine, when you distort that normal energy field of the body, you're interfering with the body. You're interfering with the flow of blood and the flow of energy in the acupuncture meridians, and you're interfering with lymph flow and all kinds of things. And eventually, that can cause physical pain. In fact, Liz, 90% of all the people that have pain are having that pain because of emotional baggage. We see it all the time. 27 years I've been doing this all over the world. We see it all the time.
That's really amazing. And I don't think that people realize, you know, how simple it is for us to keep these emotions inside while not even dealing with it, because so much of it is subconscious. And I know definitely I've had my own experience, and I've shared this with you before, that I suffered from an anxiety disorder. In fact, that's how I got into this whole business of wellness. I was in the process of healing myself, and I had a completely different career before I got into the idea of holistic wellness and health. And when I found out that I had an anxiety disorder, I wanted to do something different and get to the causation of what was going on. And through therapy and working with holistic doctors such as yourself, I found out that actually I was suffering from post-traumatic stress. I couldn't figure out post-traumatic stress. What particular trauma, because when you think of post-traumatic stress, people have a tendency to think of violence of some kind that's happened to you personally, but you can have violence or an assault on your emotions just by being a participant in an event or an observer in the event, even though you might have not been physically impacted. You can have trauma by being emotionally impacted. And for me, the trauma was how I found out that my mother was killed in an auto accident. She was hit by a fire truck on her way to work. And the way I found out about it was very traumatic. I thought I was calling her office to get some telephone numbers of people to call to let them know what had happened. As I was waiting for my dad to call me back from the hospital, I was waiting at their house to find out news and how she was doing. The last I heard, she was in the emergency room and they were in the process of assessing her injuries. I call her office to speak to the secretary, her secretary, and she picks up the phone, and I said, hey, you know, I know you've got all of my friends' numbers there. This is back in the day of Rolodexes, before cell phones. I had left my planner at home, so I had no numbers with me, and I knew I needed to be with someone. I felt that. I couldn't think of anyone's number. I was so nervous. And so she said, Linus, I guess you do want to start calling some people. She said, we are so sorry. She said, you know, we loved your mom, and I was like, what? Loved? ED, past tense. And then I could hear all of a sudden people in the background crying. You know, I could hear it. And I said, you mean she's gone? And that's how I found out that my mother had died. And immediately I began that process of trying to control the outcome. And what happened over time was I developed an anxiety disorder, because how can you control the outcome of almost anything? Not just yourself, but I have four children, a husband, I was an executive with an HMO, you know, I had a very full life. And I was literally trying to control the outcome on everything in my life so that I would never be surprised again. I didn't know that's what I was doing, but that's what I was doing. Of course, that created anxiety over time, and to the point where I just broke down, to the point where I knew I needed to get some help. And that's when I began to look at other kinds of things and found out about, you know, kinesiology and energy and the whole idea of trapped emotions. And one of the things that I really want, you know, the listeners to understand is that these trapped emotions can definitely cause all kinds of different symptoms. And one of the things we wanted to talk about today in particular is emotional eating. How does that relate, and what can we do to release these emotions so that we can stop emotional eating? Because there's a lot of folks out there who are trying to lose those pounds, Dr. Nelson, and they can't lose them because they're really not so much dealing with eating as a result of bad habits. They're eating as a result of all these emotions that are trapped inside that they can't release.
Well, yes, that's exactly right. We've had great success helping people with emotional eating. And there are some steps that I like to give people. There are a few steps. The first step is to discover what your triggers are. So if you're suffering from emotional eating, and so many people do, what you want to do is you want to get out a piece of paper and spend some time considering what it is that actually triggers you. So if you think about the things that you've been through, what are the ones that left you really feeling hurt or upset or angry or alone? And your emotional eating triggers are rooted in those upsetting events and traumas from your past, even if they occurred a long, long time ago, even if they occurred when you were a child. And so starting to become aware of that emotional baggage that you're carrying is going to help to recognize when some of these old issues are being activated by things that are going on in the present. So you want to write those things down. And the other thing that you want to do is you want to write down in this eating journal, which can be just a notebook, write down what you're eating. Not only what you're eating, but also write down how you were feeling, what you were thinking when you ate that. You know, what inner voice were you trying to silence when you ate that tub of ice cream or that whole box of cookies? Okay. What else were you trying to deal with? Because there, what you have to do is you've got to focus not so much on the fact that you just ate all of that, but what was it that you were trying to quiet by eating that? Another thing is you really want to start listening to your body. And this is the most important step of all, I think. And when you actually start to figure out, you know, when you have a method like the emotion code, you can actually ask your subconscious mind, you can tap into your own internal computer, and you can ask questions. And that's the most powerful thing about this work, is that you can ask, is there emotional baggage that's causing me to have this emotional eating problem? And your subconscious mind will answer you and tell you and will guide you to that emotional baggage, and you'll be able to release it. And the fascinating thing about this, Linus, is that, you know, we all have emotional baggage from the lives that we've lived, and the older we get, the more emotional baggage we have. Getting rid of it is a key, a huge key, to manifesting abundance and total health and wealth and everything that we want. But some of the emotional baggage that we've discovered is not really even our own. We're carrying emotional baggage that we picked up from mom or dad, that we receive at the moment of conception from them, that they might have gotten when they were conceived from their mom and dad, and it can go back. It can go back many generations. And so sometimes we're carrying the burden of our ancestors, and that energy, that trapped emotional baggage, is really a different thing, but it can also be driving us and pushing us in directions that we don't really want to go. And the only way to find that kind of baggage that we know of is to use the emotion code. Your subconscious mind is aware of all of it. And you can find it and release it, and it helps you, and we believe it also helps your ancestors as well.
That's amazing. So this can be what they would call something that's like generational. I know I've heard of people refer to generational curses. Generations carry on certain kinds of emotions from one bit to another. You know, that's an angry family, or that family has problems with depression or whatever. So you're saying that some of this is rooted in blocks that we can actually remove. Well, how do you do that? How do you remove a block? That sounds kind of crazy. Listeners, does that sound kind of crazy to you? I don't know. I know the work that Dr. Bradley Nelson does. I mean, he has helped over 2,500 practitioners with this, helping people overcome depression and anxiety and unresolved issues around emotional eating and chronic disease, all kinds of things through this process. But I know initially when you hear this, it sounds a little strange, but there's some real concrete tools that you can use. And you talk about this in your book, The Emotion Code. I've read it twice now, Dr. Bradley Nelson. I've read it twice because there's so much information there. But share with our listeners, you know, what the process is and how one goes about removing a block.
You're listening to the America Out Loud Talk Radio Network. It's where we say, let the silent voices be heard. We invite you back to AmericaOutLoud.com to get all the latest. Make it a daily stop and also get the app. You can go right to the App Store and download our free app, and that will put all our content right into your hands on your phones and your tablets. It doesn't get any easier than that.
Share with our listeners, you know, what the process is and how one goes about removing a block.
The whole process begins with the subconscious mind. We live in our conscious mind, but the conscious mind is only a tiny, tiny fraction of our total intelligence. The subconscious mind is actually the smart part of us. That's the part of us that's keeping your heart beating, that is keeping the it's creating new red blood cells every second, and, you know, it's really keeping us alive. Well, that subconscious mind is so intelligent, it knows what emotional baggage you have. And so what we have to do is we have to tap in to that subconscious mind. We develop a number of different, easy, simple ways to do this. And if we have time, I can show, in probably about 3 or 4 minutes, I can share with your listeners one of the simplest ways to tap in.
Oh, absolutely. We've done this before in other shows that I've hosted. In fact, let me just say right now, I am so excited to be on America Out Loud Network, and this is my first debut show, and thank you so much, all you listeners out there. I hope you're enjoying what we're talking about here, but I just wanted to say that because this is my debut show, and it's so important to me that you share with me how you're feeling about the show and also the kinds of topics that you would like to hear about. Just email me, Linus@AmericaOutLoud.com. And my email address is there on the site if you happen to be on it. It's Linus@AmericaOutLoud. And let me know what you think about the show and the kinds of topics that you would like to find out about when it comes to what's going on with you and your body, inner and outer, so many topics around wellness. And today, if you just tuned in, we are talking about emotional eating and this wonderful technique, tool that you can use and develop that Dr. Bradley Nelson is an expert in. He wrote a book called The Emotion Code, and that's what we're talking about. And right now, he's getting ready to share with us something really exciting, so listen up. This is something that I've done before, and I'm telling you, get ready to be really impressed because it works. Go ahead, doctor. I just want to kind of put that in there real quick. What is it that we can do that takes about 3 minutes or so?
First of all, the human body is a complex organism, and it will respond to positive or negative input. In the same way that a plant, if you put a plant near a window, that plant will grow towards the light coming through the window. They've done studies, though, where they've taken a plant and put it in a room, and they find that a plant will grow towards a speaker that's playing beautiful, soothing, classical music, lullabies. But if the speaker is playing harsh, grating sounds, or acid rock music, or screamo, that type of music, the plant will grow away from the sound coming out of that speaker, and even the roots will bend away. So the human body has this ability also. One of the simplest methods that we use to tap into the subconscious mind is something that we call the sway test. And here's how this works. You can do this seated if you're right on the edge of your chair with your back straight. It works best if you're standing. So if you can stand and drop your hands down to your sides and just totally relax and have your feet spread about shoulder width apart, close your eyes. What I'd like you to do is I'd like you to just, as you're totally relaxed there, let's think about something that's kind of negative. Let's think about, trying to explain to someone what actually goes on during a war. You know, we hear that word every day. War's been going on forever on this planet. Imagine for a moment what really goes on. What are people really doing to other people? What's happening in villages and families and mothers and fathers and children? On a human level, what's really going on? As you think about that, as you contemplate what's really going on there, what will happen is your body will try to sway backwards, getting you away, moving you away from war. Now, that's your subconscious mind that is giving you information. It's trying to move you away. It's telling you, no, that's a bad thing. Let's try to get you away from that. Now let's think about something really positive. I'd like you to think about somebody in your life that has done something for you, that's really selfless, that's really nice, that you can really feel gratitude for. Who are you most grateful to in your life? Could be a teacher, maybe a parent, maybe it's your husband, your wife. Think about that person, gratitude for that person, what that person has done for you. Think about that for a moment.
Okay.
Maybe it's Jesus, maybe it's God, maybe it's Buddha, whatever you think of. Allow your heart to fill with gratitude for that person. And as you do that, what you'll notice is your body will try to sway forward, maybe on your tiptoes, and that's your subconscious mind trying to move you towards that high vibration, that beautiful thought of gratitude. Gratitude is a wonderful, wonderful high vibration, a high frequency. So
wow.
What you can do now that you know that your body responds, could you feel that?
Yes, I could immediately.
Well, we'll leave this alone. Yeah, no.
Yeah, that is so amazing.
It really is. You see, the subconscious mind wants to communicate. So what you can do now is you can ask other questions. Like, as you stand here totally relaxed, eyes closed, you can pose this question in your mind. Do I have a trapped emotion? Do I have a trapped emotion? Do I have a trapped emotion? Focus on that thought. If the answer is yes, it might take a few moments, but your body will start to sway forward for yes. The body will tend to sway backward for no. And so this is probably the simplest method that people can use to actually tap into the subconscious mind. Specific procedure. It's very, very simple, very, very short and easy, but it enables people to zero in and identify their emotional baggage and then release it. And once you get this process down, you can find emotional baggage and you can release a trapped emotion within about a minute. And yet, the results can be so powerful. You know, a great example of this is a woman that I was speaking to a year or so ago was telling me about her son. She said that she got the Emotion Code book and the book on audio and started reading it and listening to it. And her son started reading it and listening to it as well. And he started working with some of his friends. And a couple of weeks later, the phone rang. A woman on the other end of the line identified herself as the mother of one of her son's friends. And she said, your son's going to do this emotion thing with the boys. And she said, I haven't paid much attention. But she said, I have to tell you something really dramatic has happened. She said, my son has had a severe phobia of water all of his life. A phobia of water. We've tried everything. We've taken him to everybody. Nothing has ever worked. We thought he was going to have to live with this his whole life. It's been very disruptive. It's really been a problem. And she said, right now, I'm at the community pool. And she said, my son is swimming in the pool with the other boys. She said, for the first time in his life, his son did this to him. So he can't understand how this is even possible. What in the world is he doing? And those two boys are only 11 years old. And that's how powerful can be and how simple they can be. And I want all of your listeners to have a chance to experience the power of the Emotion Code. So I have a free gift for you. Go to emotioncodegift.com, emotioncodegift.com, and you can download the Emotion Code book as a PDF. You can download the whole book on audio. It's about a $67 value. And it's my gift to you as a listener because I want you to have this technology. You don't have to buy anything. Just go there. Emotion Code Gift is free.
Wow, that's incredible. And I'm telling you, it is an incredible book. I have read it twice, and there are exercises and tools that really give you more detail on how you can begin to identify these blocks and release them. And I can tell you, listeners, it works. I still, you know, had some leftover residuals. These things come up, you know, that you have in your emotions that cause anxiety. And whenever I find myself going there, I definitely use those tools. So go and download that information because it is invaluable and it really works. And something that you mentioned that I think is important to point out, this has nothing to do with what your religion is. You can be a Buddhist, you can be an atheist, you can be a Christian, whatever it is. This is really not what this is about. This is something that's been scientifically proven that goes on with our bodies. It's just a little different for us because most of us are used to westernized traditional medicine. But isn't it wonderful that the Creator has given us so many different things that we can use to be well? We just need to kind of open our minds a little bit in terms of the possibility of how we can use things like this to, you know, basically deliver ourselves from, in this case, unnecessary weight gain as a result of eating because of all the emotional baggage. I mean, I cannot tell you how many friends I have and acquaintances I have that I know are emotional eaters. In fact, a lot of people don't like labels. So, okay, fine, whatever you want to call it, snacking, whatever you want to call it. I think we all have had a situation where you know you are eating. I'll give you an example. When you're at the movies, okay, and you get that popcorn and you're watching the show, and let's say you're watching a particular scary movie and you're just doing the hand-to-mouth thing with the popcorn, not even thinking about it, just eating, because, you know, you're getting excited and stressed and your body starts moving, needs to do something, and the next thing you know, that big old bucket of popcorn is gone. It's not gone because you were hungry. It's not that. Most of us don't go to the movies when we're starving. Most of us try to eat so that we won't eat the popcorn. But isn't it funny? I know this is true for me. I walk into that movie theater, I smell that popcorn, and I would have just eaten. And next thing you know, I just got to have that popcorn. Part of it is, you know, a habit. But the other thing is anticipation of the excitement, this horror, scare, whatever it is your emotions go through. And next thing you know, you find yourself hand to mouth, not even thinking about it. And I mean, that is a simplistic example, but that is a form of emotional eating. Just eating stuff and not even being aware of it. How many of you have been eating and fall asleep eating and you're still, your hand and mouth is still going? You're asleep, but you're eating. Anybody out there like that? That's happened to me. And that's when I was in the throes of emotional eating and didn't even know it, because I was not a heavy set person. I'm a smaller person. So I wasn't even thinking about my weight gain. But it's not healthy to be eating just to be eating because of your emotions. There's another way to deal with those emotions besides just eating unnecessarily. Now, Dr. Bradley Nelson, I want to make sure that everybody knows how they can find you on the internet, and again, where that wonderful download is of your book, The Emotion Code.
Right. Well, the free download's available at emotioncodegift.com. And we have a website at healerslibrary.com, H-E-A-L-E-R-S, library, healerslibrary.com. And we do offer certification in the Emotion Code. If you're looking for a different career, it's a wonderful way to make a living, helping people. It works at a distance. So we have almost 3,000 practitioners now in 62 countries.
Wow.
And it's just an amazing phenomenon that eventually, we believe, is going to change the world, because the world needs changing.
Yes, yes. It reminds me of that song. If I had the song available, I would play it right now. What the world needs now, definitely right now, is love. Self-love, self-care. Once you start taking better care of yourself and start loving yourself more, then it's so much easier to extend that to others. But it really does start with us first, doesn't it, Doctor?
Well, absolutely. And, you know, I have to say that this method, the Emotion Code, really doesn't have anything to do with me. What happened was, I was in the habit of asking for help from God with each person that I saw. It was a totally private, personal thing for many, many years.
Mm-hmm.
That's really where this information came from. So, mm-hmm. It's a gift from up above to us at a time when we really need it. And it's a beautiful thing, getting rid of that baggage. You can heal your own life. You can heal your own problems. So many of them. And you can heal your children. I got seven kids. I can't even imagine what it would have been like to raise them without this incredibly powerful tool.
Wow. Now, that's the first time I've heard that you have seven children. Yes, that's enough to drive anybody over the edge. I have four, and I was almost boo, boo.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm. And one left at home.
Wow, wow, wow. Well, congratulations on that. And thank you so much for being my first guest on Mind, Body, Energy. I really am excited about sharing this information with everyone. And please share this show. You know, we are on iTunes and also on several other media, on satellite radio, on several FM stations. Make sure you go ahead and subscribe to the show, because we really want all of you to begin to find out about what's inside of you and the kinds of things that you can do to kind of change that mind, body, energy rhythm so that you can be more well and be more healthy and live happier lives. I hope you've enjoyed the show. Thank you so much, Dr. Bradley Nelson, for being on the show today, our first guest. My name's Lennis, by the way, and I am a wellness and holistic living expert, and I'm so glad you decided to join us today.